scars. The toil night and day, by hand and by brain, to earn your pay who for centuries long past, for no more than your bread, have bled for your countries and counted your dead in the factories and mills, in the shipyards and mines. We've often been told to keep up with the times, for our skills are not needed. They've streamlined the job, and we slide, rule, and stop, watch our blind day of raw die. But when the sky darkens and the prospect is war, who's given a gun and then pushed to the fore and expected to die for the land of our birth, though we've never owned one handful of earth? We're the first ones to starve, we're the first ones to die, we're the first ones in line for that pie in the sky, and we're always the last when the cream is shared out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about die, and all of these things the worker has done, from tilling the fields to carrying the gun. We've been yoked to the plough since time first began. I had always expected to carry the can.
Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm Heather Cole Mullen, and that was Dick Gahan with The Worker's Song by Ed Pickford. This week on From the Shamrock Shore, we'll be listening to songs of workers, and we're going to start off with a set of songs about work at home in Ireland. Here's Joe Heaney with The Rocks of Bon.
Come on, you loyally roll, wherever you may be, down here with any master, till you know what your work will be. For you must rise up early from the clear daylight till the dawn. I'm afraid you'll never be able to plow the rocks of Bon and rise up gallant, Sweeney, and give your horse some hay, and give him a good feed of oats before you go away. Don't feed him all soft enough, put him out on your green lawn, or I'm afraid he'll ne'er be able to plow the rocks of Bon. And my course attend you, Sweeney, you have me nearly robbed. You're sitting by the fireside with a doodin' in your gob. You're sitting by the fireside from clear daylight till dawn. I'm afraid you'll ne'er be able to plow the rocks upon. My shoes, they are well worn now. My stockings, they are thin. My heart is always trembling. I'm afraid I might give in. My heart is always trembling. From the clear daylight till the dawn, I'm afraid I'll never be able to plow the rocks of Bourne. And I wish the Queen of England would send for me in time and place me in a regiment all in my youth and prime. I would fight for Ireland's glory from the clear daylight till the dawn, but I never would return again to plow the rocks of Bourne.
One evening of late, as I happened to stray to the county Tipperary, I straight took my way to dig the potatoes and work with the day. I did hire with the Galbally farmer. I asked him how far we were bound for to go. For the night it was dark and the north wind did blow. I was hungry and tired and my spirits were low, for I'd got neither whiskey nor cordial. This niggardly miser, he mounted his steed to the Galbally Mountains, he posted with speed. And surely I thought that my poor heart would bleed to be trudging behind a cell nudger. When we came to his cottage, I entered it first. It looked like a kennel or a ruined old church. Says I to myself, I am left in the lurch in the house of old Darby O'Leary. I well recollect it was Michaelmas night. To a heart-defined supper he did me invite. A cup of sour milk that would physic a snipe, it would lave you the throttin' disorders. His wet old potatoes would poison the cat, and the barn where my bed was swarming with rats. 'Twas little I thought it would e'er be my lot to lie in that hole until morning. And by what he had said to me, I understood my bed in the barn, it was not very good, for the blankets were made at the time of the flood, and the sheets and the quilt in proportion. It was on this old miser I looked with a frown when he pulled out some straw for to make my shake down. And I wished I had never seen Galbally town or the sky over Derby O'Leary. Now I've worked in Kilconnell, I've worked in Kilmore, I've worked in Knockany and Shanballymore, in Palace and Nicker and Salahad Moor, with decent respectable farmers. I've worked in Tipperary, the Rag and Rose Green, the Mount of Kilfeacle, the Bridge of Valine, but such woeful starvation I've never yet seen as I got from old Derby O'Leary.
Nirag kashalik jirna grek marlanta Na vahabin sishim hi kashbala emi strange alati ashada Mudarini chini chitara gafala hi freya willi marata O henamun shulta kursa fada shor shula spalpin fana Im spalpin fana kafagu mashek shasavar Ik ball on a galera ha. Ni ek for karana bravan bunches to na pakya karana. Ak pratik na frangu kis kun mohla panes diga agamon sacha.
Dervish with On Spalpeen Phonok. And before that, we heard Frank Hart singing The Galbally Farmer, backed by Donal Lunny. We'll continue with a set of songs about work after emigration. And here from Mick Maloney is No Irish Need Apply.
I am a decent Irish man, just come from Ballyfad. Oh, I want a situation and I want it mighty bad. A position I saw advertised, 'tis a thing for me, says I, but the dirty spalpeen ended with No Irish Need Apply. Oh, says I, but that's an insult, but to get this place I'll try. So I went to see the blackguard with No Irish Need Apply. Well, some may think it a misfortune to be christened Padder Dan, but to me it is an honour to born an Irish man. Well, I started out to find this chap, I found him mighty soon. He was seated in the corner, he was reading the Tribune. When I told him what I came for, he in a rage did fly, and he says, you are a paddy and no Irish need apply. Then I felt me down the rising that I'd like to black his eye, to tell the decent gentleman No Irish Need Apply. Well, some may think it a misfortune to be christened Padder Dan, but to me it is an honour to be born an Irish man. Well, I couldn't stand his nonsense, so I howled if him I took, and I gave him such a baiting as he'd get in Donnybrook. And he hollered me a murder, and to get away to try, and he swore he'd never write again, No Irish Need Apply. He made a big apology, I bid him then goodbye, saying when next you want a baiting, write No Irish Need Apply. Well, some may think it a misfortune to be christened Padder Dan, but to me it is an honour to be born an Irish man. Well, I've heard that in America it always is the plan, that an Irishman is just as good as any other man. A home and hospitality they never will deny to strangers here or ever right, No Irish Need Apply. Ah, but some black sheep are in the flock, a dirty lot says I. A decent man will never write, no Irish need apply. While some may think it a misfortune to be christened Padder Dan, but to me it is an honour to be born an Irish man. Now old Ireland on the battlefield a lasting fame has made. You all have heard of Maher's men and Corcoran's brigade. Though fools may flout and bigots rave, fanatics they may cry, but when they want good fighting men, the Irish may apply. And when for freedom and for right they raise the battle cry, those rebel ranks will surely think no Irish need apply. Well, some may think it a misfortune to be christened Padder Dan, but to me it is an honour to be born an Irish man.
Run free on the Wicklow mountains.
Wild geese fly and foxes play. Sporting Wicklow boys are working. They're driving a tunnel through the London clay. Up with the shields and the jackets, ram it. Driving a tunnel through the London clay.
Lochdurg trout grow fat and lazy.
Salmon sport in Cushla Bay. Fishermen of Connemara are driving a tunnel through the London clay.
Below Armagh the wild ducks breeding.
Wild fowl gather round Lochray. Sporting boys of Longford County are driving a tunnel through the London clay. Up with the shields and the jackets, ram it, driving a tunnel through the London clay.
The Corrock rots on the Achill Island.
Tourists walk on the Newport Quay. Mayo boys have all gone roving. They're driving a tunnel through the London clay.
Carlo girls are fine and handsome,
all decked out so neat and gay. Carlo boys don't come to court, and they're driving a tunnel through the London clay. Up with the shields and the jackets, ram it, driving a tunnel through the London clay.
Down in the dark are the tunnel tigers,
far from the sun and the light of day. Down in the land that the sea once buried, they're driving a tunnel through the London clay. Up with the shields and the jackets, ram it, driving a tunnel through the London clay.
In 1841, I did as plenty more have done. My corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1842, me corduroy breeches still were new. I joined up with an Irish crew to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1843, 'twas then I met sweet Biddy McGee. A finer lass you never did see, while working on the railway, the railway.
I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1844, I strayed along Columbia's shore. Me belly was empty, me hands were sore from working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1845, when Daniel O'Connell, he was alive, I thought it no more time to strive while working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1846, I said goodbye to spade and picks, and I changed me trade to carrying bricks from working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1847, when Daniel O'Connell, he was in heaven, little Paddy was going on 11, and I still worked on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway.
Thank you. sweat has had me bet with a Russian, Czech and Pole. And should they jam up in the hydro dams or underneath the Thames in a hall, I grabbed it hard and I've got to be cards, and many a ganger's fist across me ears. If you pride your life, don't join by Christ with my Alpine Steel.
I have won a hero's name with McAlpine and Costain, with Fitzpatrick, Murphy, Ash and Wimpy's gang. And I've been often on the road on my way to draw the dole, when there's nothing left to do for Johnny Lang. Now I used to think that God made the mixer pick and hold, so that Paddy might know hell above the ground. And I've had gangers big and tough tell me tear it all out rough, when you're building up and tearing England down. In a tunnel underground a young Limerick man was found. He was built into the new Victoria line. When the bonus gang had passed, sticking through the concrete cast was the face of little Charlie Joe Devine. And the ganger man McCurk, a big Paddy hates the work, when the gas main burst and he flew off the ground. Well, they say, he said, don't slack, I'll not be there until I'm back. Keep on building up and tearing England down. I was on the hydro dam the day that Jack McCann, he got the better of his stammer in a week. He fell from that shuttered jam, and that poor old stuttered man, he was never ever more inclined to speak. And I saw old Balls McCall from the big flyover fall into a concrete mixer spinning round. And though it was not his intent, he got a fine head of cement when he was building up and tearing England down. I remember Carrier Jack with his heart upon his back, how he one day swore he'd set the world on fire. But his face we've never seen since his shovel it cut clean through the middle of a big high tension wire. And no more like Robin Hood will he roam through Cricklewood or dance around the pubs in Camden Town. Ah, but let no man complain, for no Pat will die in shame when he's building up and tearing England down. So come all you navvies bold, who do think that English gold is just waiting to be taken from each sod. For the likes of you and me could never get an OBE or a knighthood for good service to the hod. They have a concrete master race for to keep you in your place, and a ganger man to kick you to the ground. If you ever try to take part of what the bosses make when you're building up and tearing England down.
That was the great Frank Hart singing Building Up and Tearing England Down. Before that, we heard the Dubliners, Mick Maloney, and the Johnstons with Tunnel Tigers. Here now is a song from Luke Kelly.
Ah, good evening, all me jolly lads, I'm glad to find you well. If you'll kindly gather round me now, the story I will tell. For I've got the situation, and be gar and be gob, I can whisper right the weekly wage of 19 bob. 'Tis 12 months come October since I left me native home, after helping in Killarney boys to bring the harvest down. Ah, but now I wear the gansey, and around me waist the belt, I am the gaffer in the squad that makes the hot Ashfelt. Oh, we laid it in the hollers, and we laid it in the flat, and if it doesn't last forever, sure, I swear I laid me hat. Well, I've wandered up and down the wood, but sure, I've never felt any surface that was equal to the hot asphalt. Now the other night a copper comes and he says to me, Maguire, would you kindly let me light me pipe down at your boil of fire? Well, he planks himself straight down in front with hobnails up to late. He says, I'm a decent man, you better go and mind your bait. He ups and yells, I'm down on you, I'm up to all your pranks. Don't I know you're far a traitor from the Tipperary ranks? Boys, I hit straight from the shoulder and I gave him such a belt that I knocked him into the boiler full of hot asphalt. Oh, we laid it in the hollers and we laid it in the flat, and if it doesn't last forever, sure, that's where I laid me hat. Well, I've wandered up and down the world, but sure, I've never felt any surface that was equal to the hot asphalt. We quickly pulled him out again and threw him in the tub, and with soap and warm water we began to rub and scrub. Ah, but devil, the thing had hardened and it turned him hard as stone, and with every other rupture you could hear the copper growing. I'm thinking, says O'Reilly, that he's looking like old Nick, and burn me if I'm not inclined to clave him with me pick. Now, says I, it would be easier to boil him till he melts, and to stir him nice and easy in the hot asphalt. Oh, we laid it in the hollers, and we laid it in the flat, and if it doesn't last forever, sure, that's where I laid me hat. Well, I've wandered up and down the wood, but sure, I've never felt any surface that was equal to the hot asphalt. You may talk about your sailor lads, your singers and the rest, your shoemakers and your tailors, but we play as the ladies best. Now the only ones who know the way the flinty hearts to melt are the lads around the boiler making hot asphalt. Well, with rubbing and with scrubbing, sure, I cut me death the cold. For scientific purposes, me body, it was sold in the Kelvin Grove Museum. Me boys, I'm hanging in me pelt as a monument to the Irish making hot asphalt. Oh, we laid it in the hollers and we laid it in the flat, and if it doesn't last forever, sure, that's where I laid me hat. Well, I've wandered up and down the wood, but sure, I've never felt any surface that was equal to the hot asphalt.
As I went out walking on a fine summer's morning, and sing the lads and the lassies in couples, what a sport is. Going back to the factory, their worry to he spied one amongst him. She was fairer than any. Or she slid the red roses that blooms in the spring. But she was only a heart.
And it's unsure if the news be true. The store bill's the first thing I'll pay. A soft parlor suite for the lounge I will buy, and an organ for Bridgie, hooray. My calico shirt I will throw in the dirt, in a silk one won't I could a shine. And the very first chance I'll put Seamus in pants when the breakers go back on full time. Our troubles are roar, Mrs. Murphy, for the Dutchman next door tells me straight that the mines start up full time on Monday. That's what he tells me at any rate. Sure, the boss, he told Michael this morning, as he was just entering the mine, that the coal is quite scarce around Philly, so the breakers go back on full time. And it's not sure if the news be true, the store bill's the first thing I'll pay. A soft parlour suite for the lounge I will buy, and an organ for Bridgie, hooray. My calico shirt I will throw in the dirt, in a silk one won't I could a shine. And the very first chance I'll put Seamus in pants when the breakers go back on full time. I'll ne'er stick my fist in the washtub, Chinaman, he'll get me trade. I'll ne'er pick the coal off the slate bank, we'll buy everything ready-made. We'll dress up our children like fairies and build a grand house big and fine, and move right away from the roundheads when the breakers go back on full time. And sure if the news be true, the store bill's the first thing I'll pay. A soft parlour suite for the lounge I will buy, an organ for Bridgie, hooray. My calico shirt I will throw in the dirt, in a silk one won't I could a shine. And the very first chance I'll put Seamus in pants when the breakers go back on full time.
That was another song from the Dublin singer and song collector Frank Hart, called When the Breakers Go Back on Full Time, and that's from his CD, There's Gangs of Them Digging. Before that, we heard Margaret Berry with The Factory Girl. We'll continue with a set of songs now about work in the mines. To start off, here is Luke Kelly with School Days Over.
Come on then, darling. it's almost light. Time you were off to the anthracite. The morning mist is on the valley. It's time you were on your way. Time you were learning the miner's job and earning the miner's pay. Come on then, John, time to be getting your pit boots on. On with your sark and the moleskin trousers. It's time you were on your way. Time you were learning the pitman's job and earning the pitman's cell. And they curse the day they traveled far, then drown their tears with a jar. So make way for the Molly Maguires, their drinkers, their liars, but their men. Make way for the Molly Maguires, you'll never see the likes of them again. And muscles ache. Down there there's no time to dream. A field and far, a woman's arms just dig that bloody seam. Though they drain their bodies underground, who'll dare to push them around? So make way for the Molly Maguires. They're drinkers, they're liars, but they're men.
Of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, deep and dark in the Cumberland mine, there's blood and coal for miners' lives. In roads that never see sun or sky, roads that never see sun or sky. In the town of Spring Hill, you don't sleep easy, often the earth will tremble and shake. When the earth is restless, miners die. Because blood and bone is the price of coal. Blood and bone is the price of coal. In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, back in the year of 50. Well, the day still comes, the sun still shines. Black as a grave in the Cumberland mine. Black as a grave in the Cumberland mine. Well, 2 days passed when the lamps gave out. Calabrush got up and said, "We've no more water, light our bread." So we live on songs and hope instead. Live on songs and hope. And some were rescued, leaving the dead for the bee alone. Through all their days, they dug their graves. 2 miles of air was a mark in stone. 2 miles of air was a mark in stone.
Down with adventure in your souls. There's better ways to spend your days than working down the hole. I was tall and true, all a 6'2", but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own. They call me Crooked Jack. I had the gangers, blue, white, boy, was I. Big Jack could do no wrong. And the reason simply was because I worked both hard and long. I was tall and true, all a 6'2", but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own. They call me Crooked Jack. I was tall and true, all a 6'2", but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own. They call me Crooked Jack. Curse the day that I went away to work on the hydro dams. Or sweat and tears, hope and fears bound up in sugar and jams. I was all and true, all a 6'2", when they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own. They call me Crooked Jack. I was all and true, all a 6'2", but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own. They call me Crooked Jack.
they say that honest toil is good for the spirit and the soul. But believe me, boys, it's for sweat and blood they want you down the hole. I was tall and true on a 6'2", but they broke me across the back. By a name I known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. I was tall and true on a 6'2", but they broke me across the back. By a name I known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack.
That was Crooked Jack, sung by Shamey O'Dowd from his CD Head Full of Echoes. And before that, we heard a rendition of the Spring Hill Mine Disaster, sung by Pat Egan with the band Kulrua. We're coming towards the end of our program, and I'd like to thank you so much for tuning in to this week's edition of From the Shamrock Shore, here on KRVS 88.7 FM, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Heather Cole Mullen, and we're going to finish off this week's program about songs of work and workers with one final song from the great Dublin singer Frank Hart. This song's called Murphy Can Never Go Home.
It's a hell of an age, puts a man ill at ease, sets his mind in a rage, makes him weak at the knees. When he sees things are changing and he's marking time, his workmates all 20 and he's past his prime, and he longs to go back home to Ireland, for he's tired of the crack and the living is rough, and his 21 years on the buildings have taught him, when you have got nothing, then you've had enough. So he sits in the bar, and he smokes his cigar, and he boasts how he's never alone. Ah, but I know he's lying, his big heart is breaking. Murphy can never go home. And he reads in the paper of the economic miracles brought by the Yanks and the men from Japan, building the blocks of the 21st century. What use have they for a laboring man? Once hard men were heroes, but now they are fools, and all the old values uprooted and gone. And when he woke up, he found they had changed all the rules. Now there's nothing to do but keep laboring on. So he sits in the bar, and he smokes his cigar, and he boasts how he's never alone. Ah, but I know he's lying, his big heart is breaking. Murphy can never go home. And it's a hard, rocky road that first took him to Birmingham, long in the making with no going back, with writing no letters nor words of his whereabouts, no family at all for to help him keep to rank. He can stay here all night in no hurry at all, 'cause there's nobody waiting but old Father Time. And as the last rays of sun they go down on the brum, a song from his childhood he quietly will rhyme as he sits in the bar. And he smokes his cigar, and he boasts how he's never alone. Ah, but I know he's lying, his big heart is breaking. Murphy can never go home.
Hi, I'm Pete Bergeron. If your day starts early, like mine does, let's spend it together with Cajun music from 5 to 7 a.m. here at Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.